Welcome to the Murphy, Sam, and Jody After the Show podcast.
One of the things we touched on today, which is interesting, because right now at the time of this podcast recording, was that social media, a lot of people consider it a hobby to dive into it every day. You know, it takes your mind off of work and you enjoy the mindless scrolling or whatever. And here we are with, at this moment, Facebook and Instagram being down.
No hobby.
So it'll be interesting to see how long it takes them to get back up. So yeah, at the time that we're doing this, we don't know that, but it sure is weird to have it as widespread. I think this is probably a first.
I don't remember if this is a first, but I will say it'll really teach you something about yourself if you constantly check it. Mm-hmm. If you constantly check and you start to check again and you know from 10, 15 minutes ago that you checked and it was down, but you are naturally wired to do it.
Yeah.
That says a lot about your wiring.
Well, if you're wired to do it right now, you're probably more curious. You probably are more frequently checking. When's it back? How long is it going to take?
Yeah. If you're at home and there's no one else around you or whatever, then check. But if you're at work, you're in a workplace and there are people all around, like here, people outside these doors, we're going to know when it's back.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we're just going to know.
Well, you think about how it's not just a personal thing. Think about how many businesses actually, you know, have everybody's got Facebook pages. And so a lot of business is conducted that way.
A lot of Instagram. I mean, a lot of retail.
A lot of people use, whatever they call the, I don't remember the tech term for it, but the login, where you use a Facebook login like you would Google or anything else to log into other websites.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I have not done that.
It's a secure way to log in. That may not be working for people either.
I never thought of that. Yeah. See, Murphy, you always have that business mind for that. I think that's interesting. And I'm glad I never did that.
Twitter still, or X is still working.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's going to be plenty of Elon Musk memes.
Anybody logged on the plug. LinkedIn yet? Okay. I bring it back up, though, not just for that reason, which is I find interesting or ironic because we discussed that today, because we all, I think we sort of kind of collectively agreed, not that we have to, that it's not a great hobby. If you consider it a hobby, you know, careful, because it can send you down rabbit holes. It can be good, too, to connect with other people, but sometimes it feels sort of rabbit hole like.
Well, hobbies are usually, you know, meant for enjoyment, for, you know, and no stress or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so the social media part can bring stress. But I guess the other part of a hobby, which is entertainment, if you're using Facebook for entertainment, it's going to be a to each his own.
Right. It depends on what you're looking for. Yeah. You're looking for something mindless.
Maybe you like to use a Facebook Marketplace. Maybe that's your hobby to sell
stuff.
Oh, yeah,
I didn't think about that. Correct.
I'm probably the least active on social media out of the three of us, you know, in the room.
Yeah.
And you know what's crazy about that? I guess in the beginning, I was actively posting in a pretty regular basis. But now it's almost like TV, you know, viewing for me or whatever. It's weird. It's a compartmentalized thing for me. I'll check it every now and then. I do not like getting sucked into it. I do not want to spend a half hour getting lost in social media, because it personally stresses me. So that's the reason that I don't.
Do you know that I find that attractive?
Oh, well, thank you.
I love that.
There's
I love
one thing. It's a good thing we're married, right?
You do know he posted last week, right?
That's one thing. Yeah, he did post something last week, and he told me, I'm posting.
It was so, and it was on my personal Facebook page. And the reason I asked Jody about
a big deal.
The reason I asked Jody about that is because it was a really kind of geeky inside post for people who work in the same business that we work in. I'm assuming that's the post you're talking about.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. It was sort of like a flashback retro kind of thing. So
I find that's
probably the first post I've done on my Facebook page in 6 months, I bet.
I'm just saying, I just find that attractive. A man who is not caught up in, you know, drama or Facebook or Insta or any sort of, I don't know. It's just, there's something about it that you hold your own and you have your priorities. Not that you're so serious all the time. I love it when you're jokey and all that. I don't know. It's hard for me to explain. I didn't know we were going to be talking about this, but I think that's fabulous.
Well, thank you. I'm still a distracted person, but
I respect it that you're a private person, even though what we do here is, you know, we share our lives, but you do have that part of you that's very private, and it shows in your, you know, lack of sharing with the world every little thing you're doing. Even though I do that for Murphy Sandwich.
Yeah.
Well, but again, I'm charged with doing that.
That's the world that we're in right now, and that's not, but again, for me, it's not about the active posting part, it's about the not getting
sucked
lost
into.
Part into it. I really
wonderful,
and it makes me sound wonderfully disciplined. But the truth is, there's so many other areas of my life that I'm not. You know what I mean? So
well, it's okay. I do think that I've never taken a really big break from it mm-hmm. in my like not intentionally. Personally, I do take breaks. I don't take breaks from Murphy, Sam, and Jody social because that is our connection
it's
and I love it and it's our work and it's fun. It's weird to even call it work, but because I love it so much. Mm-hmm. But so that doesn't bother me. In fact, I love it. I kind of thrive on that. But I do have friends, a few of them, and I'm not even in touch with them very much anymore, who will take big breaks from it. My friend Sherry, I used to run with her. Our kids went to school together. You know Sherry
yeah. mm-hmm.
Murphy. It's probably been a couple of years, but I remember her posting, I'm going away from this for at least 6 months. Mm-hmm. I want you to know I'm okay. If if you're my friend, you have my number if you need me, but I just don't want to be in this anymore. I want to live my life, not, get sucked into a screen. And I thought that was so beautiful. And later on, she didn't post about it. I ran into her at Target or something, and she said it was fantastic.
Hmm.
For her, it was so fantastic.
Do you think you, Murphy, Sam, and Jody, Facebook aside, do you think you could put it away for six months?
6 months? I don't know about that.
6 minutes?
Can we talk about Lent length or something? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. But it's a very good indication of mental health, self-care, and what is right for her is not right for everyone else.
Yeah.
And that's the beautiful thing about self-care. You're the one driving it. You have to know. Mm-hmm. That's why it's what you're doing that you don't post very often or you don't log on very often is just for your own headspace.
You know what's,
Murph?
As I think about it, and this is really going to sound deep, but because I'm an emotionally connected person in almost all I do anyway,
yes.
I tend to, it's who I am. It's why Jody teases me, and it's okay that you do, when a celebrity passes.
Oh, yeah.
And for
so
me, I'm just like, it upsets me, and I think you both know that.
Yeah.
I don't know this person, but when something from pop culture has been a part of my life, I emotionally attach to it, you know? It's probably not healthy to emotionally attach to things. But anyway, I think that's part of the reason that I have to self-govern on social media, because mm-hmm. even if I don't want to when I'm reading, certain things, that's what I don't want to be. I don't want to wind up, all tensed up or sad or whatever it is for things that are just a visual interpretation. They're not reality necessarily.
Well,
you know
give
what
yourself
mean?
Credit for self-governing then. Anyway. And by the way, I think it's beautiful that we feel something when a celebrity or someone in pop culture, is gone from us, because it means something. The reason it, leveled me for weeks when Prince died is because he meant something to me.
Yeah.
What we're picking, and I say we, me and your work spouse over here, Sam, when someone that you...
Obscure,
and you're like, aw. And we're like, do you even know how old this person was? Do you even know the name?
Did you even know they were still alive?
Right.
That's why we've teased you. Not because these things don't really mean something.
I completely understand that. I think one thing too, because we grew up in an era before we're part of that generation. We're really lucky. We're the before and after.
Yeah,
you know what I'm
got
saying.
A foot
we,
in both
we've
worlds.
Really, we've grown up with the world of computers and such, but I mean social media and all that is kind of like on the the after. I just say after part, but
the later part of our lives.
But when we were kids. And, there weren't that many choices for entertainment or whatever. You had to watch whatever your parents watched or what was there was
you
there.
Had three channels, too.
Right. And I think that introduced, us Gen Xers into the older generation of Hollywood entertainment that we probably wouldn't have been connected to in today's world. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because if you didn't have a choice and that's what you experienced, and that was being fed to you on TV, even though it was a generation older than us, it's one thing that we grew up with. So I think that we've had attachments to those who are much, much older and dead and gone than us, and those who are that we've grown up with. If that makes any sense.
Growing up as kids, our reruns were Gilligan's Island and
right.
Brady Bunch and even black and white stuff like Little Rascals and all that stuff.
Yeah.
The Little Rascals. I haven't thought about them in forever.
You know,
I don't think anybody has.
Marianne may be the only one left alive from Gilligan's Island, right?
When you say
makes it a little tricky to get off the island.
Okay. When you talk about Gen X and us being Gen X, what I think, and I'm grateful for it, I think it's beautiful that we've had the best of both. Maybe it depends on if you think it's the best or worst, but we had that childhood with no social media, you know, and I used to take off in the summer on my bike with my friends, and I didn't come home until dinner time. And I had that sort of beautiful, free childhood, and I had the cool 80s music and all the cool that we thought was so advanced that wasn't really advanced. You know, oh, Atari, wow.
Yeah.
And then fast forward to today, where we are today, we're still those, I'm still that person in my heart. I feel like I'm still that girl. And yet here we are with all of this over connectedness that should make life better, but somehow it's stressing us and somehow it's too much at times. And somehow here we are having to self-govern.
Yeah.
You know, we're the generation who's had both, you know, and maybe we're better at self-governing because of that. Maybe we're seeking those summers again, you know?
Well, I mean, I think we already know that, you know, there are plenty of studies that actually show how people are negatively affected by social media and, you know, that it can lead to depression and those kind of things. If you don't balance out, you know, you have to do everything in moderation, which every time I say that, I laugh at myself because I am not the master of that by any stretch of the imagination. But it really, you know, it is true. There's going to be something special and different about dinner with friends than it would be reading about dinner with friends on your Facebook page or a video from, you know what I'm saying? It's
authentic.
Correct.
It's something real and authentic. And what you're talking about is self-awareness.
Yeah.
Be self-aware enough that you've had enough of screen, because that's not really real. Go outside and walk your dog, or go speak to your neighbor. Do something authentic.
You know, I know you're talking about our generation, but take it back one further. Think my mom.
Yeah, Sam.
You know, born in 1939.
And she's on Facebook, and she on Insta?
I mean, she grew up, probably didn't have a TV in the house when they were little, you know, and now everything she needs is right here in her hand.
Crazy.
I mean, think of the curve there.
Right.
Well, I think, I mean, farther than that, my grandmother, who was born in 1913, was the one who, in her 80s, decided that she wanted to keep up with news and go to the major news networks online. Mm-hmm. And that's how she was consuming her news. She was still watching TV.
Yeah.
But she would log on every single morning, and that's how she was getting her headlines. And she had email and all that. And
so cool.
She lived to be 97 years old before she passed, but she was all about that, and she was literally born into a time period where there was nothing. I guess there may have been experimental radio at that point, but, you know, you had newspaper, and that was about it.
Imagine how exciting all of that was to her, because to her it was just a vehicle.
Yeah.
Logging on to a website, I guess she was logging on to a website, that was just the vehicle to get the news instead of someone telling her on TV.
Right.
Or a newspaper showing up.
Newspaper showing up once a day.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I guess the social thing is not going to be a problem, at least until Facebook and Instagram come back online, right?
We'll see.
Missed any part of the show? Get it all on the Murphy, Sam & Jody podcast.